This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. The CIBC Canada-Russia series kicks off in the WHL Monday and Tuesday. Strong start for Edmonton Oil Kings forward Trey Fix-Wolanski has netted him an invite to Team WHL. He'll be our guest. The WHL scholarship program had a record fall semester. Commissioner Ron Robison has the numbers for us. It's a special night ahead in Swift Current and Humboldt. Bronco Strong's ready to honor two franchises linked through history. And Red Deer Rebels D-man Alexander Alexiev will suit up for Team Russia in the CIBC Canada-Russia series. He's also the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. He'll close out the show. First up, it just goes to show you what a strong start can get you. Edmonton Oil Kings 19-year-old forward Trey Fix-Wolanski is having a breakout season. He's been named to Team WHL for the 2018 CIBC Canada-Russia series for games in Kamloops and Vancouver Monday and Tuesday. Andrew Peard has more from Edmonton.
Thanks, John. Joined now by Edmonton Oil Kings captain Trey Fix-Wolanski, an upcoming member for Team WHL at the Canada-Russia Challenge. And I guess we'll start right there, Trey. Just take me through when you found out you'd been named to the roster.
Yeah, it was kind of a surprise. Actually, my agent just called me, asked how things were going here in Edmonton, and then he said he had a congratulations for me. So I wasn't too sure about what he was talking about, but then he told me that I got selected to play in the Canada-Russia series, and honestly, it was an awesome thing to hear. So I'm super excited to go and meet a bunch of the guys and play against good competition.
And was it something, you mentioned you were surprised, was it something kind of on your radar coming into this year, obviously having a fantastic year last year, or was it kind of just business as usual and this is just sort of a bonus?
Well, yeah, obviously you kind of set goals and that was one of my goals, but coming into the year you want to take it one day at a time, and that's kind of what I did. Is it's just worked every day to get better and go into games with the mindset that that's the only game that mattered at that point. So you know, being selected for that was a huge accomplishment in my mind.
You have a unique story. Your path to the Western Hockey League and eventually being drafted by the Columbus Blue Jackets, looked over in the WHL Bantam draft despite having 60 points in your draft eligible year. A fantastic year, your first go-around at the NHL entry draft, you still go unselected, and then you light the league up last year with 89 points, get picked by Columbus. Does all of that sort of fuel the motivation, or is it, you know, just a matter of being confident in your own abilities and not worrying about all that extra stuff, knowing that the pieces will eventually fall where they do?
Yeah, I think obviously the Bantam draft, you want to get picked, but being an undersized guy, you know, my dad kind of told me, you know, like, you might not get picked, so obviously I was pretty upset that I didn't get picked, but just use that as motivation to have a good year the next year after that, and played midget and then went on to play in the AJHL, which was a good experience for me, and that was super important for my development, and then getting traded here and coming here, having a good first year, and then building on that the second year, and then coming back this year, knowing all the guys, and you know, obviously a new coach and a new GM, but it's a good mindset coming to the rink every day. You know, they want to get better, so yeah, just using that as motivation, and then coming to the rink and having the mindset they have to get better every day. That's what helped me get to here so far.
You've accomplished a lot in your WHL career. One thing still probably for you to get to is obviously the WHL playoffs. Your team is off to a great start this year. You individually 32 points, sit second in the WHL in scoring. But how much of a mindset is looking forward to hopefully a deep run into late March and early April for this group?
Yeah, the first 2 years here obviously didn't go as we wanted, but this year we come in with a mindset that we can be a good team, so we work every day to get better, and at this point I think, you know, we have a long way to go, but we're making pretty big strides, so I think definitely the playoffs aren't out of our question right now.
Thanks for this, Trey, and best of luck at the upcoming WHL Canada series.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the WHL This Week radio edition.
It has been a record fall semester for the WHL scholarship program. The numbers are out. I spoke with WHL Commissioner Ron Robison.
Well, we're really delighted that we have so many of our graduates, well over 50% of our graduates who have played in the Western Hockey League are taking full advantage of our scholarship. And this year, a record number, 386 players are attending a post-secondary institution of their choice and pursuing their academic goals.
Now, who's eligible for the WHL scholarship?
All players who graduate from the league have accumulated benefits as part of their WHL playing experience and are eligible to use their scholarship unless they void that by signing an NHL agreement. So any other player is eligible to utilize those benefits, and it's fully guaranteed as part of their standard player agreement.
WHL clubs have awarded nearly 3,500 WHL scholarships, representing a contribution in excess of $20 million. Who funds these scholarships?
Well, it's really a remarkable commitment, and it's entirely due to our ownership. They are solely responsible to fund these obligations and have done so for now over 25 years. Get very little credit, quite frankly, for doing it, but they have been steadfast in their commitment to making sure our players get an excellent experience while playing in the league, but also once they graduate, they have these education benefits to rely on, and again, many of our graduates are taking full advantage of that.
Ron, how has the program grown over the years? You look at the numbers here, just going back to 2009, 2010, and it is really on an upward trend.
It is. When you look back over those 25-year period, even as much as 15 years ago, we probably the activation rates were in the 15 to 20% range of the graduate players. Now we're seeing 55 to 60% of our players who are graduating and activating their scholarships. So it's wonderful to see that they're taking full advantage of the benefit that they've earned while playing. And again, credit to our ownership for the commitment of funding these obligations.
Right. 386 WHL scholarships awarded here for the fall semester, a new record-setting semester. Commissioner Ron Robison, thanks for breaking down the numbers for us.
Thanks very much, John.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
It's called Broncos Strong Night. Both the Swift Current Broncos and the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League's Humble Broncos will wear matching jerseys Friday, honoring the two teams' linked histories involving bus tragedies. The teams who share namesakes at separate events that have shaped their franchise, the Swift Current Broncos bus crash December 30th of 1986 and the Humble Broncos bus tragedy back in April, have further linked the two organizations. Swift Current head coach Dean Brockman spent 17 seasons with the Humble Broncos organization.
Very emotional, just when you see the what it represents and what it means, I think, for both communities, you know, coming together in tragedy. Tells you what the communities are made out of. You know, their strength has carried not only a province, a nation, a world really of its own. So I think that's what it's representing. You know, I think it's just an awesome thing, and I think it's another form of the healing process.
The jerseys feature the traditional green and yellow colors of Saskatchewan, with two Bronco horses flanking the provincial outline of Saskatchewan. The jersey was designed by former Swift Current Bronco forward Taylor Vaz. Swift Current forward Alex Sawatsky.
It's great to do that for them, and I mean, have that support for them, and hopefully a lot of people can come out to the game and watch and support, and that's going to be a really special game. I think it's going to be an emotional night, and this game's more for them, not for us.
Humble Broncos jumped on board quickly. Head coach Nathan Ostrick.
It's a way of looking back and moving forward. It's a way of honoring two different teams and two different organizations that have gone through, you know, tragedy. So when the idea first came, we were honored. You know, I said yes right away. So we'll try to honor that jersey as best as we can.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge Chinouth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Alexiev waiting, shooting, save, the rebound, loose puck. Here's Hagel, scores! Brandon Hagel found a loose puck in the slot. He puts it home, and this game is tied at one.
Red Deer Rebels overage forward Brandon Hagel's strong start to the season has been rewarded with an NHL free agent contract with the Chicago Blackhawks. Hagel says his ability to look past adversity has helped it come together.
I've been through it before. I was never drafted to the Western Hockey League. Ended up getting drafted to Buffalo. Didn't sign. So I think just moving forward, pushing forward, and doing what I have to do. I can't look back. I just looked forward, and it worked out for me.
Hagel's 28 points to begin November has him ranked third in the WHL in scoring.
Yeah, obviously my play has been pretty good this year, but it's got to keep going. I think I just love to win, and when you love to win, I think a determination, that stuff will come with it.
Head coach and GM of the Rebels, Brent Sutter, calls it well-earned.
For Higgs, it's outstanding. For our organization, it's great. But it's certainly a credit to Higgs. I mean, he's come back. He's obviously played extremely well. You know, now what he needs to do is just carry on what he's been doing and keep playing the way he's playing and continue to get better and improve so he can push to make the big team someday.
The native of Morinville, Alberta, is in his fourth season in the WHL, all with the Rebels.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
The WHL On the Run Player of the Week is red-hot Red Deer Rebels defenseman Alexander Alexiev. He'll also play for Team Russia in the 2018 CIBC Canada-Russia Series. Cam Moon has more.
Alex, it was a great week for you. Four games, the Rebels win 3 out of 4. You pick up 8 points. Let's talk about the week. How did you feel out there in those four games?
Yeah, you know, it's a really special moment for me. It's the first time I was named week of the Player of the Week, and it was really nice. My teammates really helped me to get all these points, and I really appreciate it. And we had really good games, except my hat, but we will work on some stuff we didn't happen, and we get better.
Now, things have gone pretty well for the Red Deer Rebels this year. What have been some of the keys to the team playing this well so far?
You know, we just compete every game and working hard, as our coach is saying to us, and we just doing all we can do, doing all our best, and I think coach is enjoying the watching us play and doing good, and the fans too, so it's really good for us.
You're going to also play in the Canada-Russia series coming up next week, games in Kamloops and in Langley. How much are you looking forward to that?
You know, it's awesome. Meet all my buddies that I play like growing up. It's amazing. And playing this second time, played it last year and this year, it's going to be a lot better, I think, because this was first time. Now I get used to it and it's already better. So hopefully we'll win.
How excited would you be if you could find a spot on that Russian national junior team for the World Juniors this year?
Oh, definitely amazing. I would feel like so much better about myself, and it just would be so nice. And my dad, my sister will came up to see me playing. It's amazing. I feel really excited for this.
All right, Alex, you had a great week. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, and that's the show. Special thanks to Andrew Peard in Edmonton, the Swift Current Broncos, and Cam Moon in Red Deer for their help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.